Yuka's here in studio. Hi, Yuka.
Hi, Monty.
So the United States seized two oil tankers, as we've been reporting, linked to Venezuela and international waters. This just as Donald Trump says the U.S. will start buying oil again from the country.
Well, Monty, the Trump administration is selectively removing sanctions to bring Venezuelan oil back into international markets, according to the Department of Energy. And that starting with the sale of 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States, which Donald Trump says Venezuela will be turning over. The South American country has nearly reached storage capacity under a U.S. naval blockade. Much of the sanctioned oil was destined for China, prompting criticism from Beijing. Caroline Baum has more.
Venezuelan oil has piled up in storage after a weeks-long U.S. naval blockade barred exports from the country. Now, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's bringing the key resource to the U.S.
I am pleased to announce that the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 million barrels of high-quality sanctioned oil to the United States of America.
The move caused outcry in China, the largest buyer of Venezuelan oil until last month's blockade. Beijing accuses the U.S. of trying to divert flows of the resource away from China.
The United States has brazenly resorted to the use of force against Venezuela and demanded that America First be applied. China strongly condemns this. I would like to stress that the legitimate rights and interests of China and other countries in Venezuela must be protected.
Trump's announcement marks a significant hike in U.S. oil imports from Venezuela, which have dwindled from over a million barrels a day in the mid-2000s to just a few hundred thousand barrels in 2024. The sale would represent 30 to 50 days of Venezuela's pre-blockade output. But 50 million barrels is only enough to supply a couple days of U.S. oil consumption, which sat at just over 20 million barrels per day last month. Though a timeline has not been specified, a rapid influx of Venezuelan crude could further lower oil prices, as U.S. markets are already amply supplied amid record domestic production.
Global oil prices dropped for a second day amid Washington's moves to exert more control. Investors also expect the world to continue to have an ample supply. International benchmark Brent hovering around $60 a barrel and the US's WTI around $56 a barrel, Monty.
And turning to a long-running media bidding war, Warner Brothers Discovery has again rejected a takeover bid from Paramount, telling shareholders to stick to a plan to merge with Netflix.
Well, the company's board says that Paramount Skydance's offer, which was sweetened a bit just before Christmas, is still inferior to Netflix's. It sees the plan as a risky leveraged buyout, meaning a significant amount of is financed by borrowed money. Paramount Skydance has a market value of about $13 billion. Netflix, by comparison, is worth over $380 billion. Warner Brothers is much larger than Paramount and has film and TV studios that are behind iconic franchises such as Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones. It also owns legacy cable TV channels, including CNN. But it's been struggling with declining TV ads and to manage debt since it merged with Discovery. So in June of last year, the group announced a plan to split into two, separating its movie and streaming business from cable TV channels. Paramount's owner, David Ellison, made an unsolicited bid to buy it in September, triggering a bidding war. In December, Warner Brothers Discovery said it had agreed to merge with Netflix instead. Paramount then launched a hostile takeover bid and later amended the deal, which included a $40 billion guarantee by Ellison's father, Larry, one of the richest people in the world.
Well, so Yuka, how does Netflix's offer differ from Paramount's?
Well, the total value of the deal is smaller for Netflix at $82.7 billion, with an equity value of $72 billion. But the streaming giant only wants the studio business. It's offering $27.75 a share, mostly in cash, with the rest in Netflix's own stock. Paramount is offering $30 a share, but it wants all of WBD, and Warner Brothers says it vastly undervalues its cable TV unit.
So 2 years years after experiencing a mid-air blowout on a Boeing passenger jet, Alaska Airlines has placed the biggest order in the company's history from the same manufacturer.
Yeah, the airline is ordering 110 Boeing planes, mostly 737 MAX 10 planes, but also five 787 Dreamliners as it aims to expand its fleet. This just 2 days after it marked 2 years since a door panel on a 737 MAX came off mid-flight because the bolts that were supposed to keep it in place were missing. Luckily, all 177 people on board survived with only minor injuries, but it brought Boeing's fraught safety culture back into the spotlight and led to the FAA capping production of the model to 38 planes a month. Last October, that number was raised to 42.
And finally, Tamagotchi is turning 30 this year, and a special anniversary exhibit has opened in Tokyo.
Yeah, Monty, officially, it was discovered on Earth in 1996, as there are said to be extraterrestrial creatures living on planet Tamagotchi. After its release, the egg-shaped pocket toy became a phenomenal hit, and in recent years has been seeing a kind of revival. Now it's inspiring a new generation of virtual pets, powered, of course, by artificial intelligence. Luke Schrager has the story.
Bringing back any memories yet? 2026 sees Bandai Namco's Tamagotchi turn 30, with 100 million of the digital pets sold worldwide since. And as the manufacturer marks the moment with an exhibition of Tamagotchi's evolution in that time, it seems the little egg-shaped toys are having something of a revival with a retro-conscious Gen Z.
I think we want to be something different and searching for old reference to create our own personality.
Tamagotchi merchandise sales have swelled 7 times over since 2019, and the toy that British retailer Hamleys rated in its top 100 last year now has a modern copy. This one from Chinese firm Takwei, unveiled at the CES trade show in the US and powered by artificial intelligence.
Sweetcar is the world's first AI pocket pet that can physically, truly grow up with you. And then it combines the Tamagotchi-like virtual pet experience, and it also has the AI memories. It can remember your very shared memories and shared moments.
Irving Gao's idea was to be able to own a pet while he traveled, and modern tech advances now make that possible. Digital pets have come a long way in 30 years, and it seems their journey is far from over.